Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
Well, Mr. Big Willie, how are you?
I'm good, and I got some updating news on the breaking news that I broke about the coal mines.
Yesterday, tell the listeners. Tell the listeners, set this thing up, because some people were not listening yesterday. You broke a big story on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Tell the listeners about that, and then the follow-up on what Governor Morrissey did about it.
First of all, I want to thank my listeners, the Big Willie himself listeners, because they come out in full force, and when there's breaking news, they get a hold of me.
Yes, they
do. When they think it's important in the oil and gas and coal mine industry or the trucking industry, they say, Big Willie, here's something you should know, because we know you're going to get to the bottom of it and cover it. And I say, you know what? So I want to thank all my great listeners. But anyhow, I got an insider message yesterday from an employee there and said, hey, we were all sent home, told not to come into work, at the coal mine here. And I said, where? He says, High County and Mercer County. And I said, well, what's going on? American Consolidated. And American Consolidated Natural Resources. And he says, well, they won't tell us nothing. He said, the union? Nothing. And then he gave me a message a little later. It said he heard that it was to put pressure on the governor. And it come to find out, it was about permits. They won't give out any more information. It was about like soil conservation permits, we all know the Mine Workers Association doesn't have no information. The governor's office didn't release any information. So nobody's releasing any information about it. But they are going back to work. The Governor Morrissey said he did not want anybody home and losing money. So whatever it is, we're either going to find out or we're not going to find out. I'm going to send a message to see if I can get some answers. Why it's so top secret, but apparently it's about soil preservation permits that they wanted approved that weren't, or that were being delayed, and so that's the situation as of now.
I
will find out more as soon as I can.
Yeah, and this pains me no end. I must say, for all of our listeners, all of our viewers on Rumble or live stream, hi, how you doing? Thank you. Please share this. That it pains me no end to admit this, that Mr. Big Willie himself yesterday broke the story on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. As far as I know, I had not seen the reports anywhere else. I do believe that you had this story. And after, and this is a fact, after Mr. Big Willie himself broke the story on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, then Governor Patrick Morrissey himself of West Virginia gets involved and essentially says, get back to work. We're going to work this thing out. All because of, in my opinion, I can't prove this, but nothing else doesn't even begin to make any sense. All because Mr. Big Willie lit a fire under the butt of the governor of West Virginia. He acted, and now people are back at work, and they're going to get this thing resolved. So congratulations, sir. It pains me to congratulate you, because you know what I think about you. But you did a great, great...
What? Where's the studio audience button? Their applause. Button?
It's broken.
We only got 15 minutes, so taking
I'll tell you what. Here.
Anyhow.
How about that?
Man, look at that. Good job. Good job, Dimitri. We're proud of you, buddy. You're going to go places one day, Petula.
So what else is going on with you, sir? Again, congratulations. That's a big deal. You really, when you can get the governor's...
Yeah, the first story I seen about it was almost 6-7 hours later.
Yeah. No, you broke the story. You really did. You did a great job.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Anytime I get something. But anyhow, Yeah, I was all over that Trump hour and 48-minute speech last night. And I looked this morning, too, and I tell you, WTRF had the problem with writing in general, like general English.
Yep.
I took a screenshot of one the other day. And it was a story about a guy, and the man wanted for murder could be Ohio. So Ohio is wanted for murder, I guess.
Oh.
It's a man. His name must be Ohio.
Oh, my
man
God.
Wanted for murder could be Ohio.
Wow.
And this is on their webpage on the main thing, and I had to laugh. And I said, I know you get on people and stuff, and I'm like, man, Demetri's always getting on them. But then I read that, and I'm like, who in the world wouldn't proofread their stuff?
I know.
And say, man wanted for murder could be Ohio.
Yeah.
And then we got to, I guess it's like, you know what it is?
What?
I know what they're doing, Demetri.
What?
It's like a Sudoku puzzle every day, you got to read their stuff and figure out what they're doing and what they're saying. So it keeps our brains intact. So it's a WTRF, good job. You're helping me not get dementia by testing my brain every day and fill in the blanks and figure
ridiculous.
Out what the heck you're saying.
Yeah.
So your missing word is N-I-N. So maybe I'll answer that next time on the comments and see if I win a prize.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing that both 7 and 9 in the newspapers missed the story about the State of the Union address last night, the most important, the most moving part. The two West Virginia National Guard members, one Sarah Beckstrom is dead, and the other one, Andrew Wolf, is now recovering and still has a long way to go. And they are each awarded a Purple Heart. How is this not the main news story throughout the valley? I'm the only one who's covering this.
Virginia.
This is insane. This is insane.
I was so proud because I'm from West Virginia, but also so upset about it. And of course, the Democrats always have something negative to say about it. And which I thought was pretty ignorant what they did last night.
Well, Trump was pretty rough on him too. Well, Trump.
Yeah, he was rough, but they didn't stand up for people that got killed. And they didn't clap, and they didn't want to stand up for Americans, and that kind of resonated with me. Whether it was of course it was an intentional move by the Republicans and Trump to see what they would do, but to actually not stand up and say you're fighting for Americans and not illegal immigrants, I thought was kind of. Off the wall. I mean, they should have at least stood up and it may be explained later, but you're telling me you're not for Americans and you're not for you're all for illegals. It kind of proves the point on some of his points on what he says about the Somalians and Haitians and all the billions of dollars that they stole. And then that Ilhan Omar lady, I would just throw her out. I mean, she just screaming bloody murder at top of her lungs. They threw Al Green out, first of all. They threw him out, and it's second year in a row, or second time he's been thrown out for holding a stupid sign up. That's not the place. And can you imagine what the hockey teams and the people in the stands and the parents of the girl that got shot and killed in West Virginia, when they look down there and they hear these senators and congressmen screaming stupid stuff, at our State of the Union address. And it goes both ways. I mean, just have a little respect. If you don't like it, sit there like the Supreme Court judges and the generals and admirals. Just sit there and keep quiet.
Yeah, here's the other.
The best thing you could do is keep quiet.
Have you noticed? Two things. I want to, because we're running out of time here. I want to go back to Andrew Wolf, his mom, Melody. How touching was that whole story about her never losing faith? And the way she looked and the way she held on to this poor guy who has a long way to go regarding rehab. But, I mean, how can you not, how does your heart not melt for this West Virginia mom doing this and standing by her son?
I can tell you that.
Huh? What?
I mean, the Mountaineer family is tight.
The Beckstrom as well.
West Virginia families, no matter what, no matter how screwed up we are with with everything, but when something happens and the going gets tough,
yes,
you could always depend on somebody to come help you. And forgive you is one of the biggest things. West Virginia has had a rough go at it. Because of the Appalachian Mountains, I mean, it's just hard to do business here. It's hard to get people out of their ways. Not only the terrain. I notice that when I take loads, it's hard to get people to go down into West Virginia. They're just automatically scared, one, from the terrain, or two, from the stories, you know, that they hear. They're scared to go, period.
Yeah,
you
know? It's terrible.
But anyhow, that story was super touching. I was so proud last night to be a West Virginian.
Yep,
and,
yep,
yep. And I always have, not just because of that, not just because of that, but what they did, and to be ambushed like that, and it's just ridiculous. And that's why we need to get rid of them. And the poor girl on the subway that got stabbed to death in her neck.
Yeah.
And her mom there, and that was just, man, I got kids now, and I never had kids for the longest time, and I thought I'd never have them. And I'd see people get upset, and they're upset, but it's life, you know, I'd say, well, it's life.
Yeah.
And now that I got kids, I'm like, my God, it changes your whole outlook on everything, and you just wonder how in the world they could even live and live through that every day, knowing that some illegal moron, idiot, Aceleros came in and not. I ain't even going to use your name in that, because that's a downgrade to you even more. But just a straight ass, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Yeah, thank you, thank
kill
you.
Kill
so
these people for no reason.
Yeah, three West Virginia, three. You know, both sets of both, you know, the parents of these two young adults. You couldn't be more proud of West Virginia. Beckstroms and also Melody with Wolf with her son. Those three people, I mean, it was heartbreak. They each get a Purple Heart, and the media will not cover this. This makes me nuts.
Front page of our crappy paper.
And the lead story. And the lead story for all the TV stations. A Purple Heart. These people risk their lives.
Hey, you'd figure they'd be doing a little better, because all the Post-Gazette people are out of business and out of a job. So they're probably all looking for jobs. They figure they might hire somebody to do spell check over there.
No, that would cost money. They won't do that. By the way, very quick, you got a little bit of time here, about a minute or so, a minute and a half or so, and
I'm sitting in a secure area of the airport in Pittsburgh, and I'm sitting by myself, and they got underground tunnels that go over here, and I'm waiting for an escort.
All right. Well, here's what I wanted to say before you interrupted me. Now you're down to about a minute.
Yeah.
If you want to plug your clients, this would be a good time to do it, because you never give them enough time. We fade you out because we got to go into a hard break. So do you still have any clients? Anybody still working with you?
Yeah, I do. Tyler Falk Auctioneer and Real Estate Services, FALK auctions.com. And I'm going to be somewhere special.
Ooh.
And it's going to be at the Cambridge Pritchard Laughlin Center.
Woo.
I think March, Friday and Saturday, March 13th, 14th. And I think there might be somebody with me. So if you want to come see me, you can come over to the Chamber of Commerce for Cambridge Chamber of Commerce.
Will Christy be there? Christy going to be there, your common-law wife?
If she is there, she'll be rubbing my feet and bringing me lunch.
I want to see that.
The greatest.
I want to see Christy. Bring your common-law wife.
I want to see it too, trust me. But if you're interested in ever advertising with me, Big Willie, all you got to do is get a hold of me.